It is the pain of death. What causes death to hurt is sin. That's why there is torment in the second death. But not eternal torment, but it hurts. It is not a painless death. God isn't there gratuitously hurting people, but their sin is what hurts going down. All their sins laid out, and their own consciousnesses bearing their own conscience, not consciousnesses, their own consciences bearing witness against them. That will sting. That will hurt. That's why we have to have sin removed. That's why he says, awake to righteousness and don't sin. Because that is the sting of death. And we are to have the victory over death. The strength of sin is the law. That's why the law has to be taken out of our way. Now we have to follow the law of Christ. And the law of Christ makes sin strong too, I tell you. The law of Christ is like, well, love one another. Well, gee, that's a tall order. Love? That's harder. The Old Testament, you didn't have to love. You just had to wear the right clothes. I mean, it's more than that. But you didn't have to really love much. I mean, it was love. It was in there. It was. But not to the degree that it is in the New Testament. But there was love in the Old Testament. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the victory. It's through our Lord Jesus Christ, not through any other. That's why the resurrection spoken of here is not for everybody, but it is only for those who have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is, remember, the beginning of this chapter, this is the gospel which was delivered, which you received. This doctrine of the resurrection is the gospel. It is good news, the resurrection of the dead. But today, they count it as dirt, as crap, as worthless, because they do not teach the resurrection of the dead. They teach a paganistic bunch of nonsense, lies, perversion, heresies. In the place of the doctrine of the resurrection, as taught by Jesus Christ himself, as taught by the apostles of Jesus Christ, they count it as an unclean thing. They count it as the offscouring and dirt, spittle, dung. Because they don't teach it. They don't believe it. So they have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say no, you're wrong. They have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ because they have rejected the doctrine of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as we recall from the epistles of John, from the second epistle of John, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Son and the Father. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. That is why we are separate from those who pervert the gospel. That is why we do not follow their teachings. That is why we do not bless their ministries. Their ministries are cursed. Those that preach another gospel than that has been preached, let them be accursed. Every minister who preaches a gospel that is different than this gospel, let him be accursed. Every man, woman, and child that spreads the doctrine that denies the resurrection of the dead as taught by the apostle Paul, as taught by this man Paul, is accursed. And it's not I that says it, but the scriptures. The Apostle Paul, Galatians chapter 1, read it. This is the gospel which is preached. If it's too much for you to handle, then you need to reevaluate where you have come in Christ and who you're listening to, because this is the truth. So, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. You have not believed in vain. We have believed in vain. What is the point of believing in vain? That there would be no resurrection of the dead or a perversion of that doctrine. But be steadfast and unmovable in this truth. The dead rise. There is a body, a carnal body and a heavenly body. There is a natural body. There is a spiritual body. There is no in between. You've got to have some sort of body.